Welcome to the 110th edition of Mutton Meat and Music. I am your V4V J Boostein Burge, and I'm here to break ground with that V4V sound and give you a blast with this Burge cast to bring you the best of what the value for value music scene has to offer. This time we're gonna do a special edition. We're gonna do a lo-fi special. So today we're gonna go a little bit easier than usual, and we're gonna play some lo-fi tunes and some weird tunes also. So I hope everyone has a good time, and this was track 6 by Nick E.B. Lewis. Now we're gonna play Key by Orange Rabbit. Thank you. Home by James Karaki. This is Father Ked by Bosef.
Mutton, meat, and music.
To welcome everyone to this edition of Mutton, Mead and Music. It's about 9:30 p.m. here right now, and whatever time it is by you, I hope you have a good time, you have a good Friday, and you have fun finally have some fun after the work is done for the week. And I want to welcome everyone that has gathered in the troll room. We have Sir Lee Mofo, we have NetNed, we have Chad F, Eric PP, Cotton Gin. And if you want to join the fun in the troll room, you can go to trollroom.io and you can find the link there if you want to join the fun and chat. This is Swanky by Thrice Sovereign by Swanky. With the song Sacred Scound. Now we're gonna play Robot Coffee by Falcon T-shirt. Thank you. Pfeiffer is saying in the chat room, Øystein doesn't let the authorities know I'm here, and that's what I appreciate about him. Yes, I'm not gonna tell the authorities that you're in the troll room, Pfeiffer. Absolutely not. Pfeiffer is not in the troll room. Everyone that is listening in, this is Jacob Tomorrow with the song Aries.
But now I'm telling.
If the authorities ask me, Pfeiffer, I'm just gonna say that you are a troll in the troll room. That's all. And now we're gonna play Document 1 with Plasma Cutter. Just want to make it very, very clear that what me and Pfeiffer are doing here on the No Agenda stream is still totally legal, so we don't want anything with the authorities to do at all. This was Document 1, now we're gonna play Climbing the Mountain with the song Sunset. If I can find it here. And we have some boosts and stream coming in. We have none other than NetNed coming in with 1,200 satoshis from Fountain. And he writes, good Friday to you, sir. Thank you, NetNed. Good Friday to you as well. And we have Eric PP and Chad F streaming in live from CurioCaster and Podcast Guru while they are listening live. And so can you do in a modern podcast app. So if you are listening to this other places, then I would really recommend to download a modern podcast app like Fountain, Castomatic, Podcast Guru, Podverse, CurioCaster, you name it. Everyone you can boost live while you're listening, and with Podcast Guru and CurioCaster, you can boost live to the artists as well. When you hear a song and you boost on Podcast Guru and CurioCaster, 95% will go directly to the music hosts, to the host of the music. This is Climbing the Mountain with the song Sunset.
Thank you.
Hey Citizen is writing, very legal indeed. Yes, very legal. Everything we do on the stream is very legal, and what we do off the stream, I can't tell for sure. And now we're gonna take a break. We're gonna do some donations. We have a good list as usual, and I'm very grateful for it. We're gonna start today with the totally new producer of the show. Bit-ish is coming in from Fountain, and Bit-ish is coming in with 420 sat boostergram that went to the show, and writes, boosting two weeks in Nashville from Fountain, heard on Mutt & Me the Music. And that went, of course, to the show instead of 2 weeks in Nashville, because we all know that Fountain is still not supporting live time value splits. So I hope that will be fixed in the future. I'm still waiting to hear from them, so I hope that will be done in a future release of their app. Great app, but I am missing live time value splits. Next, Bit-ish is coming in with another 420 sat boostergram to the show, of course, and he writes, Vicious Clay now playing on the Mutt & Me the Music live stream, boost it like this. And another 420 sat boostergram to the show and writes, I'm boosting in a bug report. Time value splits on live streams aren't working. They go to the show, but not split to the bands. That's exactly right, Bit-ish. And that is exactly what I want to fix, so we can have some live action to the artists from Fountain. That would be great. Next we have Chad F is coming in from Podcast Guru, and he's coming in with 333 sat boostergram that went to Low Life by Mookie, and writes, listening to Mookie on Mutt & Me the Music. Another 333 sat boost to Trickle Down by Monkey Robot War. And then a big boost of 2222 sats that went to the show and writes, thanks for all the great tracks today. Thank you, Chad F, for being a regular producer of this Value for Value music podcast. I appreciate it. And of course, for everything you are doing for Value for Value music. And I am anxious to see the final when you have finally figured everything out, how it will work, and how we can get even more people on board with Value for Value music. I really am looking forward to everything you are doing. And you are also coming in with a bug report to Fountain, and writes with 100 set, and writes, what do we want? Live value time splits. When do we want it? Now. Live boost to Live boost goes to the show and not the artists during live shows. Thank you for that. And then we have Pfeiffer coming in from CurioCaster. He comes in with 1111 sat boostergram to the show, and that is a satchel of Richards, and writes, rocking on Mutt & Me the Music Show. And Chad F and Pfeiffer was also streaming live while they were listening to the live edition last week. And then we have NetNed is coming in from Fountain with 1111 sat boostergram to the show, And that is another satchel of Richard's and writes Uno's for you. Thank you, NetNed. Next, we have a new producer, MBH, coming in from Castomatic with 1,500 sats that went to the show. So thank you for that, MBH. Next, we have Lyceum. That is Martin Lindeskog coming in from True Fans. And he has been streaming with 290 sats in total. And then we have Odyssey Vestra coming in from Fountain with 20 sat streamed that went to the opening track for last edition. That was Waiting Room by Acme. And then we have the last donation, but not least. We have Sir Lee Mofo is coming in with a PayPal donation of 16.33 euros. I'm not totally sure what that would be in dollars, but maybe 20. But I take 16.33 euros with the magic number every time of the week. So thank you, Sir Lee Mofo. Thank you for supporting this Value for Value music show. And thank you for helping me pay the server bills. That is very appreciated. And he writes, thanks for making Fridays great again. Now we can start the weekend, Sir Lee Mofo. Thank you very much. That was everyone that came in for the previous edition. So that was that. And I want to mention once again that if you want to join the chat room, the IRC chat room, you can do so by going to trollroom.io. That is, and you can scroll down at the bottom, and it's a very sweet and short page. But if you see the bottom, you will find a link to join the chat room in a web browser. So I would really recommend you to do that if you're listening in a podcast app. And of course, I am working or planning to make a own subdomain for the chat in the future. But please use trollroom.io for now. That works great. And then we're gonna play some more music. We're running out of time, so let's not waste any more time talking. I think we have one more boost coming in from Hey Citizen Plus Plus, coming in with a big boost of 3,333 sats, 3,333 from Podverse, and writes Mutton Mead and Music Hype! Thank you, Hey Citizen. Now we're gonna play some more great lo-fi and weird tunes. This is Pond by Goldfish Thumb One. Thank you. By Goldfish Thumb One, and this is Conduit by At Par.
Thank you. The Sprouting Symphonies. Chapter 1. Value. First a quote. The cost of a thing is the amount of what I will call life which is required to be exchanged for it, immediately or in the long run. Henry David Thoreau. And now a poem. I am a snow lily seed at the mercy of the wind, landing in the dirt, the rich, dark dirt. I dig my digits deep into the earth, spreading my roots, embracing the brown blood. Wildlife wander unaware, but I hold this life soil as the snow melts above the trees and drips into me. Chapter 2, Time. A quote from Jorge Luis Borges. Time is the substance from which I am made. Time is a river which carries me along. But I am the river. It is a tiger that devours me. But I am the tiger. It is a fire that consumes me, but I am the fire. And now a poem. I am a sprouting snow lily, a green stalk pushing through a pillow of snow, which covers the ground that fed me for years from below. Ancient alpine aeration has nourished many seeds like me. My bloom foreseen in the divination of early spring melt, cutting caverns through plush snow. Chapter 3, Talent. A quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Every artist was first an amateur. And now a poem. I am a golden grandiflorum in full bloom. My sweet nectar fills the mountain air and calls the honeybees to me. They tickle my stamen and trade for my pollen and then fly away. As I stand satisfied, glowing in the sun, the earth proud of what I've become. Slouching on the slope, head down towards the soil who prepares my bed. Merging with the soil, memories of mountain morns bury me into my bulb and covers me to sleep.
The Flower Economy by Pit Punk FM featuring Hey Citizen, and that was all the chapter that was featured on the Satellite Spotlight. And be sure to check out josh.co at Pit Punk FM on Substack, and also all this Hey Citizen music that you can find in the Modern Podcast app or on LN Beats. He is a sovereign music maker. He only releases his music DMU. That stands for decentralized music. And so can you do if you are a musician. So I would really recommend everyone to release their music on a decentralized manner. This is One by Human Escape. I am sitting here and recommending everyone to release their music decentralized. I'm still playing Wavelake music, and I will still do that for the forthcoming future, and I will also play music from other platforms such as Fountain, for example. Fountain app has begun hosting their own music, and I find that great, but we still have a lot to figure out with the live value time splits, and also that we make sure that the Fountain and the other value for value music shows are making sure all the sets are going to the artists. This is Sukak by Azat. Azat by Sukak. To thank everyone for listening to this edition of Mutton Me the Music, and all my ramblings about DMU and other platforms. The last thing I want to say is that I see everything as value for value, and I really am happy that we have more alternatives for people getting into value for value music. So I think the more alternatives, the better. And that's my opinion on that. And I hope you have enjoyed this edition. I want to thank everyone for listening and supporting this show by sending in boostergrams. So thank you to everyone and all the streamers, of course. Eric PP and Chad F has been streaming along on the whole live edition. So thank you to everyone. And I hope to see you all back next week for a new live Mutton Me the Music right after Podcasting 2.0. And then we're gonna do a regular show as we always do. And then I wish everyone a good weekend and a good week if you are listening to this later this week, later in the week. Until next Friday.